the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan and environmental groups appeal a federal court ruling over mineral exploration permits. And the Haynesboro Assembly reviews the final designs for a biomass boiler that would heat the school and other public facilities. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Groups suing the federal government over its approval of Constantine Metal Resources' mine exploration plan are appealing the decision to the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. A federal judge ruled in March that the Bureau of Land Management doesn't have to consider future mine impacts when permitting for mineral exploration. But as KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan and a coalition of green groups is fighting on.
The case is local, but its outcome could have far-reaching effects over how BLM permits mineral exploration across the country. The plaintiffs include Earth Justice and the Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan. They accuse BLM of violating a fundamental federal environmental law. That is, the feds can't approve a mine one piece at a time.
You need to sort of look at the full scope.
Erin Whalen is an Earth Justice attorney in Juneau.
Our argument is that that includes the impacts of a full-scale mine. And right now, the agency hasn't even taken an initial look, none at all, at what those impacts could be.
When Constantine Metal Resources applied for permits in 2016, BLM only required they complete an environmental study of its exploratory drilling, not the effect of a full-blown mine. The Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan, Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, Lynn Canal Conservation, and Rivers Without Borders joined forces and filed a federal lawsuit. They lost in March after a federal judge ruled in BLM's favor. Judge Timothy M. Burgess reasoned that not every exploration project leads to a mine, so a full environmental review wasn't warranted. But Whalen argues that you wouldn't explore for minerals if you didn't plan to mine.
So what we've argued here is exploration doesn't have any utility independent of actually developing a mine. The two are connected.
That's the crux of the appeal they filed with the federal court in San Francisco. Klukwan's tribal government is part of the lawsuit. President Kimberly Strong said in an earlier interview that there's a lot at stake for the health of the Chilkat River.
This is really a big part of our livelihood is traditional food gathering. And the salmon that runs in the river, the Chilkat, has been part of our lives for thousands of years. And to endanger that is life-threatening to us.
Constantine Metal Resources is in the advanced stages of mineral exploration at a site 35 miles north of Haynes and 17 miles west of Klukwan. The project is controversial, but supporters see economic potential in developing a mine in the Upper Lynn Canal. Constantine Metal Resources representative Liz Cornejo responded to KHNS's requests for comment by email. She said the court's decision speaks for itself, and that environmental groups are trying to make new laws for mine permitting in the West. The company is working to secure permits for their second phase of exploration on Alaska Mental Health Trust land. The comment period for their application ends this week. In Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Haynesboro Assembly will meet Tuesday evening to discuss the design for a biomass boiler that would heat the school and other public facilities. Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel sat down in the studios at KHNS to discuss the boiler and other topics on the agenda for the meeting.
When we started out with this biomass project, goodness, what, 5, 6, 8, 10 years ago, we got a grant from the USDA to get into the design of this and explore all of the options and to figure out the efficiency of this way of generating heat for public facilities. At the beginning, it seemed like a very good thing because the price of oil was very high, because we were using a lot of heat, because it seemed like the right thing to do, and we got a grant. And so in order to continue to build this biomass plant, I believe that the cost is about $2.6 million, I believe. And we don't have that sitting around that project isn't really prioritized for us at this time. So I think probably, you know, having more people weigh in, more just to see the full cost of the project, the impact of the project, and be more aware of what it's saving the borough should we move forward with this.
And then recently, Constantine Metal Resources had a meeting with the Borough Assembly to discuss its application for a waste management permit for its second phase of exploration at the Palmer Project. There's going to be some discussion at the meeting Tuesday about whether to submit comments on this plan to the Department of Environmental Conservation. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about this discussion.
I had previously made a recommendation that the borough not get engaged in this discussion because it would be, I mean, not a discussion, but an evaluation of the permit, because we don't really have the expertise, you know, in evaluating these proposals. So the staff has read through the full application and has developed questions. And we also have engaged an environmental consultant to evaluate not only our questions, but maybe help to develop more questions that we could pose to DEC should the assembly choose to go forward with a comment. And there will be a meeting today of staff and with Constantine and other consultants from everywhere to, you know, kind of figure out, you know, are there issues that the assembly might have that they want to advance to DEC, or can questions be answered here locally by Constantine?
You know, the public comment deadline was set for May 15th. Mm. Is that enough time to get this all together and make a decision of whether you're going to comment or not?
Well, that's the meeting is on the 14th, and hopefully we will have enough information to get a picture of, you know, whether or not there are concerns that, you know, rise to the level of making a comment one way or another. So the answer, I believe, is yes.
That was Haynesborough Manager Deborah Schnabel. The Haynesborough Assembly meets Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can stream the meeting live on our website, khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.